BBC News with Sue Montgomery. 15 leaders of various UN agencies and humanitarian organisations have described conditions in northern Gaza as apocalyptic. They say the entire population, estimated to be around 400,000 people, is at imminent risk of death. Mike Thompson reports.
The UN agency chiefs say Israeli forces are blocking life-saving aid supplies reaching the besieged and bombarded area, despite hundreds of people dying from disease, famine and violence. They've called for an urgent ceasefire, insisting the entire region is now on a precipice. This comes as the World Health Organization is set to resume a second round of vital polio vaccinations for children there on Saturday. These were suspended due to the ongoing violence in the north. But the WHO has said some areas there remain inaccessible because of the continuing violence.
The Lebanese government says 52 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on the eastern Baalbek Hermel region. The health ministry said 72 others were injured in the attacks, which took place in quick succession. Donald Trump has been in Dearborn, Michigan, a city with a large Arab-American population, as campaigning enters its final stages before Tuesday's presidential election. The former president is hoping to attract support from Arab-American voters, angered at the Biden administration's handling of the war in Gaza. Ione Wells was there.
When you walk around the streets of Dearborn, you hear people expressing extreme anger and upset at the Democrats because of their policy in the Middle East at the moment. Message you hear again and again from voters there, which is that they are not happy with their taxpayers' money being used to support Israel in the conflicts in Gaza and in Lebanon. And as a result, many voters there are deciding to either vote for Donald Trump or perhaps vote for a third party candidate. There is a lot of anger there. And I think Donald Trump has seen an opportunity there and decided as a result to campaign heavily in Dearborn.
The president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, has said he wants those responsible for a deadly roof collapse at a train station to be prosecuted and severely punished. At least 14 people were killed. Here's Guy Delaney.
It was dark by the time emergency teams finished searching the rubble in front of Novi Sad railway station. They'd been working since around midday when the concrete canopy above the building entrance collapsed on the people below. Authorities say that most of those hit by the debris died instantly. Those who survived face life-changing injuries. The government has declared Saturday to be a day of mourning, but the recriminations have already started. The station officially opened in July after years of reconstruction, but the canopy which collapsed wasn't included in the renovation.
BBC News. The regional government of Valencia in Spain has announced that people will be restricted from using roads until Sunday to allow rescue workers and emergency services access to areas affected by devastating landslides. More than 200 people are now known to have died in eastern areas, with dozens still missing. The Bolivian military says armed supporters of the former president, Evo Morales, have taken control of a military facility near the city of Cochabamba. It says they've taken soldiers captive and seized arms and ammunition. Warren Bull reports.
Central Bolivia is home to many supporters of Evo Morales, a former ally of the current president, Luis Arce. Their rivalry has intensified since Mr. Morales said he planned to run in Bolivia's presidential election next year. The two sides have clashed in recent days since accusations resurfaced that Mr. Morales had been involved in human trafficking and sexually abused a 16-year-old girl, which he denies. His supporters say they'll maintain blockades and other protests until the investigation ends. In an increasingly febrile atmosphere, they've also blamed the government for an apparent shooting attack on the former president's car over the weekend. The government denies the accusation.
The world's biggest supplier of artificial intelligence software, NVIDIA, is to join the Dow Jones Industrial Average. NVIDIA will replace the one-time dominant chipmaker Intel. Analysts say its inclusion reflects the global boom in AI technology. Major tech corporations depend on NVIDIA's graphics processing units for their AI services. Thieves appear to have used explosives to steal two paintings by the American artist Andy Warhol from a gallery in the Netherlands. Dutch media say the entrance to the building was blown out. Four artworks were reportedly taken, but two were found abandoned nearby. BBC News.